Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History and a few other Tudor history books. Okay, where are we going today? Well, we're going back to the reign of King Edward VI. But on this day in Tudor history, the 30th of August 1548, Catherine Parr, who was at this time Queen Dowager, the king had died in January 1547, and she was also at this time wife of Thomas Seymour, Baron Seymour of Sudeley, and uncle of King Edward VI. Well, Catherine gave birth to a healthy baby girl at Sudeley Castle in Gloucestershire, that property which belonged to Thomas Seymour. Now, this little girl was baptised Mary after her godmother, the Lady Mary, who, of course, was Catherine's stepdaughter. Mary was the daughter of King Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon. Little Lady Mary Seymour had been born into a very happy, healthy and loving family. But sadly, by the age of 7 months, she was an orphan and a burden. Her mother, Catherine Parr, died of childbed fever. She didn't actually die during the birth. She died a few days after the birth of what is thought to be puerperal or childbed fever. And her father was executed for treason on the 17th of March 1549. Now, her mother's friend, Catherine Brandon, or Catherine Willoughby, her maiden name was Willoughby, the Duchess of Suffolk, was appointed as little Mary's guardian. But the Duchess found the burden of paying for a Queen's daughter's household just too much. It was very expensive to do. This was the Dowager Queen's daughter. She had a huge household. It was like she was a royal. And the Duchess appealed to William Cecil to talk to the Duke of Somerset about helping her with Mary's upkeep. And this did help. This resulted in an Act of Parliament being passed in January 1550, allowing little Mary to inherit her father's property. And of course, the Duchess having been granted the wardship of Mary, that would help her to, she would control Mary's property really until Mary came of age. So this would help the matter of the finances. We hear of Mary once more in a grant from the Privy Council for household wages, for their livery and for food in March 1550. But then things go silent. That is the very last we hear of little Mary Seymour, who would have been around 16 months old when she was allowed to inherit Thomas Seymour's remaining property. She just disappears from the records. There are no further grants, no further financial help given to the Duchess of Suffolk to help with her upbringing. And it seems that she never actually went through properly claiming her inheritance. So what on earth happened to this little girl? And, you know, why don't we know it when she was the daughter of Catherine Parr? It's just very strange, and it's always been a mystery. But historian Linda Porter writes of a poem that might just tell us the fate of Catherine Parr's daughter. The poem, from a Latin book of poems and epitaphs written by Catherine Parr's chaplain John Parkhurst in 1573, reads as follows. I, whom at the cost of her own life my queenly mother bore with the pangs of labour, sleep under this marble, an unfit traveller. If death had given me to live longer, that virtue, that modesty, that obedience of my excellent mother, that heavenly, courageous nature, would have lived again in me. Now, whoever you are, fare thee well, because I cannot speak any more. This stone is a memorial to my brief life. Now that certainly reads like, the whole queenly mother bit. You know, Linda Porter writes that this must surely be the epitaph that Parkhurst, who would have known Lady Mary Seymour, wrote on her death. And who else could it refer to? Porter concludes that it suggests, as has long been conjectured, that she died young, probably around the age of two, and she may well be buried in Lincolnshire near Grimsthorpe, the estate owned by the Duchess of Suffolk, where she had lived as an unwelcome burden for most of her short, sad life. Now, romantic tradition has Mary Seymour surviving childhood and living into adulthood and puts her disappearance down to her being sent to Ireland and being raised there by the Hart family, friends of her late father, or alternatively by her being sent to France to escape the Protestant persecutions of Mary I's reign. Victorian historian and author Agnes Strickland writes of Mary surviving into adulthood and marrying Sir Edward Bushell, a member of the household of Queen Anne of Denmark. But I haven't found any evidence to back that up. I've never seen any evidence being presented for that claim. And for me, it seems that Linda Porter's theory has more validity. That epitaph really does seem to fit with Mary Seymour, especially as Parkhurst was Catherine Parr's chaplain. So I'm sorry to leave you with another sad one, but that's the sad tale of Lady Mary Seymour, who was born on this day in Tudor history in 1548. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.